الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. In one hadith it comes that if you hear that the mountain has moved from its place, believe that person. But if you hear somebody's habit has changed, don't believe that person. So habits Allah has given everyone, qualities, our habits, what our nature is. For example, belief is in every person. And tawakkul is in every person. Kindness is in every person. Love is in every person. Lust is in every person. Hatred, jealousy is in every person. Anger is in every person. So these habits will remain with you. They won't go away. But what the ulama and buzurgani deen, and why we have to become bayat, is they don't take away that habit, but they direct it. This izala, to remove that habit, is not the object. Imala, to turn it in the right direction. Like everyone has the capacity to believe. Now some people believe in idols, some people believe in a cow, somebody believe in all wrong things. Now the work is, if a person wants to correct himself, then the spiritual doctor, the sheikh, will turn that belief from belief in idols to belief in Allah Ta'ala. But belief will there, it won't go away. You will believe in something. You have trust. A person trusts on his efforts, on material things, what connections he has got. So the effort that has to be made, and it cannot be done on your own. You need somebody to help you. Then that quality of trust, that habit, now must be turned to trust in Allah. Don't trust in all your preparations, all things what you do. I will do this, you do that, I will get this done. No, Allah. We have to turn to Allah Ta'ala. You have got love in you. You give love to material things, perishable things. And that is wrong. Love of dunya. So that love has to be turned now to Allah Ta'ala, to deen, to akhirat. So the love will remain in a person, but it's only necessary to turn its direction in the right way. Like you have got a top BMW filled with petrol, the best in the range, the latest model, and you are driving it in the wrong direction. So if you have a guide who will help you, he'll just put you on the right direction. You don't have to get off your car. You don't have to abandon your car. You just have to put it in the right direction. Anger is in you. And you get angry for your nafs sake, anything against your nafs. Somebody tells you, you're wrong in this. Somebody tells you, you're a stupid, you're an idiot. Your nafs gets hurt. And your anger comes out. Now that anger changed the direction for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. When somebody breaks the law of Allah. Today, so in our room, we have 10, 12 children, students in the room. Somebody not making namaz, we don't get angry. But that person will take your pen away. He'll mess your bed or something. You'll get angry. So anger is there for your personal things. But when he breaks the law of Allah, you don't get angry. He uses bad language, all that, you don't get angry. But if he tells you something bad, then you get angry. So the direction of it must be changed. So that in all the things, Allah has given us this, كُلَّا نُمِدُّ هَاُولَىٰ إِلَىٰ هَاُولَىٰ. Everyone Allah has given. But now the direction of it must be changed. And for that, a person needs to have guidance. Somebody to help him. You have got the BM, but just drive it in the right direction now. That's all. And what is a BM? It is nothing. This life Allah has given us is much, much more valuable that you can drive it to Jannah. And it is so dangerous, if you don't get the right direction, you'll drive it to Jahannam. Ilm you have got. Now this ilm, it can be used in order for name, fame, for to get things out of people, worldly gain, etc. The same ilm can be used to go closer to Allah Ta'ala, to understand the commands of Allah and observe the commands of Allah Ta'ala. So that is one thing. The other thing is that even if the imala is not done, and you made effort also, one is you never make an effort. And one, you made effort, but it's not going on the right direction. Sometimes you get lost somewhere, you take another road, you get lost there again. You take another, again you get lost. You're just not coming on the right road. So the other option is that these qualities that we have, then we must control them. Like for example, anger a person has. Now he's getting anger for his nafs sake. Now what must you do? Which the Quran Sharif says, والكاظمين الغيظ. Anger, غيظ. كاظمين, like in the previous days, they should have a water bag, leather bag. Now you don't want the water to go out, you tighten the mouth of it properly. Like you screw on the cap tightly, so the water doesn't come out. So this anger mustn't come out. Control it to that level. The right thing is, your habits are not going to go away. They can change, but they won't go away. So change them in the right direction. If you don't do that, then the next thing is to control that. You have lust in you, and you want to use your lust for haram. Now control it. Put the cap on tightly. Don't let that lust come out. Don't masturbate. Don't fantasize. Don't think about other women, etc. Put that cap on tightly, so that it is contained. You have got anger, contain your anger also. Love for material things, for dunya, for all other material things, control it also. So there are two things, and this requires a specific effort. It's not just going to, just hopefully that it's going to get done, no. And just like when you are lost, you with your car, you don't know where to go. Your GPS is taking you through even more worse places. It's giving you also how many times the GPS has taken people on the top of a cliff and the next is they're going to fall down. There are many cases reported where the GPS, so if you want to do on your own, you will reach there. Or you have to ask people directions now. So you can't get the road yourself, ask somebody. فَسْأَلُ الرَّحْمَانِ فَسْأَلْ بِهِ خَبِيرًا. You want to reach Allah Ta'ala, then ask those people who know Allah, who are ba-khabar, who are informed of Allah, who have reached Allah, just join with them and you will also reach Allah Ta'ala. Unse milne ki yahi ek raah hai. This is the road by which you will reach Allah. Unse milne waalo se raah paida karo. Those who are in contact with Allah, you make contact with them, they will take you to Allah Ta'ala. So that is the way. لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ مَعْدًا. For everything there is a mine. Coal mine, platinum mine, silver mine, all mines. وَمَعْدَنُ التَّقْوَى قُلُوبُ الْعَارِفِينَ. And if you understand taqwa, is the hearts of the arifin, those people who have recognized Allah Ta'ala. So we have got qualities Allah has given us. BM is nothing. Mercedes is nothing in front of these qualities. But now, just see, you put them on the right direction. And if you can't get them on the right direction, control them. Bring them under control. May Allah give us all tawfiq to understand and this effort. And the quicker a person does this and brings himself under control, gets himself on the right road, the better for that person. The more we are going on the wrong road, and worst is that person who is going on the wrong road, and he thinks I'm going on the right road. He's not even worried. He's not going to ask also anyone. And where is going to land up? He'll never meet his appointment, whatever it is. He's going to get married that day, but he's taken another road. Instead of that, his nikah is in the Darul Uloom Masjid, and he'll end up in some synagogue, or he'll end up in some church. How is nikah? So you get your directions right. So may Allah give us tawfiq to understand this and bring the reality into our lives.